谢谢我们的敬拜团队。
Thank you for our worship team.
也带领我们真的全心全人来敬拜这个世界的灯光。
Really lead us to worship this true light of the world with our whole hearts.
我也要借这个机会特别谢谢我们教会中每一个小组。
I also want to thank for all the small groups in our church.
在上个主日，我们在楼下的体育馆看到这么多弟兄姐妹为我们预备这样丰盛的食物。
Last week, in the Thanksgiving feast, we see so many small groups coming together to prepare such a wonderful food for us.
让我们好像一个温馨的大家庭，一起来度过感恩的主日。
So we can celebrate this Thanksgiving festival together like a big family.
记得在我两个孩子还很小的时候。
I remember when my two children are young.
那时候我们都会在感恩节做一件事情。
We'll all do one thing together in Christmas. In the Thanksgiving.
这是我们家的传统。
This is our family's tradition.
你们猜我们做什么？
Guess what we're doing.
在那个时候，当然我要先声明，那时候还没有 Black Friday。
At that time, we didn't, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't have Black Friday。
所以我们不是去 shopping 血拼。
So we didn't go shopping overnight, right?
我会到车库的上面的阁楼。
I usually go to the attics above our garage。
把那个一堆纸箱拿下来。
Bring out all of the boxes。
所以大家应该知道，里面是圣诞树、圣诞灯跟一些装饰品。
I'm sure all of you would know that it's Christmas trees, the lights, and all the ornaments.
所以这是我们家在平常非常忙碌的时间，这是我跟孩子们在一起的时间，我们一起来装饰圣诞树。
This is our special time as a family together that among our busy life that we can decorate Christmas tree together.
我们也试着去买那个真的树。
You know, we also tried to buy the real tree before.
因为那个树有香味，闻得非常好，味道非常好。
You know, the real tree really smells great, right?
但是想到要再回来，到时候还要丢掉，实在很麻烦，所以我们还是用人造的圣诞树。
But after you know a few experiences about you know bringing the tree on the car and then at the end of the holiday we have to throw it away. It's a lot of hassle, so we decided to still stick with the plastic tree.
因为小孩还小，所以他们其实能帮忙的也非常有限。
You know, when they were young, what they can do for you know to decorate the tree was pretty limited.
但是最高兴的时候就是他们可以挑自己的小装饰品放在圣诞树上的时候。
But the happiest time for them at that time was they can choose their own favorite ornaments to decorate the tree.
那当然，偶尔我们也会带着孩子们一起去看那些装饰的金碧辉煌的这种豪宅。
Of course, sometimes we also all go together at night to go see the glorious mansion full of Christmas lights.
不过，即使有警察、交通警察的话，每次都要排好几个钟头，因为实在是人太多。
But you know, even with the police directing traffic at night, but with so many cars lying waiting in lines, it still took a couple of hours to get through the line to see those lights.
可惜的是，我们家的传统在他们会开车的时候就终止了。
Unfortunately, our family tradition stopped when they can start drive.
因为他们开始很多人一样，吃完圣诞晚餐就怎么样，就去血拼去了。
Guess what they did instead? Of course, just like a lot of people, they decide when they start driving, they went to you know after the meal, they went to go wait for in the line for the Black Friday.
在我还不信主的时候呢，圣诞假期对我来讲当然是一个很好休息的时间。
You know, before I became a Christian, the holiday season is really a great time for me.
其实也是我们家庭旅游的时间。
It's a time for us to travel.
互相送礼物。
Give exchange gifts.
当然，最吸引我的还是在这段时间，在夜晚都有那个闪烁耀眼的灯光。
But you know what attracted me the most at that time was those twinkling lights at night.
一直等到我信主开始读圣经的时候，才发现原来光是神所造。
Only after I become a Christian, I read Bibles, then I realized light is what God has created first.
圣经说神看光是好的。
You know, Bible says that God says as he sees the light is good.
把光暗分开，因为光暗不能同时的存在。
He separates the light and the darkness because they cannot coexist together.
因为黑暗就是没有光，光来了，黑暗就不存在。
Because in the darkness there's no light. When light comes, the darkness can no longer exist.
神也借着光让我们看见神的话是绝对的真理。
God also through His words showed us that His words is the absolute truth.
神的道是没有灰色地带，是不能跟任何事情妥协。
His words has no gray area. There's no a compromise.
当然，在古代还没有电灯的时候，光对人类更显出它特别的重要性。
Of course, in the ancient time, you know, light was even more important for human beings. Because why? Because there was no electricity at night at that time.
那白天有太阳，晚上也有月亮和星星。
In the daytime, there were suns, and at night there were moon and stars.
也借着白天和黑暗这样轮流的交替呢，让我们可以计算我们在世上的日子。
You know, at that time, through the daily mornings and the evenings, we're able to calculate the days and the nights.
所以，其实，在从前中国的农业社会来讲，他们特别说什么日出怎么样，日出而作，日入而息。
There's a saying in the ancient Chinese agricultural society is that.When the day is light, you go out to work, and when it's night, you come home to rest.
借着日夜的交替，让我们可以有正常的工作和作息的时间。
Through the day and night routines, that we're able to have a balanced life.
当然，随着社会的演变，很多人开始要上夜班了。
Of course, through the with the evolutions of society, some people start to work at night.
其实这个早晚转变的话，我相信他们都是非常的辛苦。
I'm sure with the reverse of a morning and the evening must be pretty hard for them.
对我自己而言，我非常喜欢日光。
For myself, I really love the sunshines.
所以白天的时候，你可以看到我经常都坐在窗户的旁边。
Actually, I should say daylight. If you see me at home in the daytime, so usually I sit by the side of the windows.
所以光其实除了对我们日常生活很重要以外呢？在圣经中，光更含有那丰富的含义。
You know, light not only is very important in our daily life, but also in Bible has a lot of meanings.
摩西在圣经中让我们看见他是以色列最伟大的领袖。
Moses in the Bible showed us that he's the most important leader in Israel's history.
他因为杀了人，他逃亡到旷野。
After he killed somebody, he had to escape to the wilderness.
有一天，他在旷野牧羊的时候呢，看见有荆棘被火烧着。
One night when he was herding his sheep, he saw a bush was in burning.
在旷野干旱的地方，如果荆棘被火烧的话，一下就烧光了。
Now usually, you know, when a bush has fire flames, then usually it's burned out.、Right?
但是这次的荆棘却没有被火烧毁。
But this bush was not being burned by the flame.
所以摩西就很好奇地近前去观看。
That's why Moses was very curious and he went closer to look at it.
然后就有神在火焰当中对摩西说：“不要近前来。”
Then God spoke to him through the flame and says, "Do not come any closer."
要他把脚上的鞋子脱下来，因为神对他说：“你所在的地是圣地。”
Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
所以我们看见在圣经中，火和光常常代表着神的圣洁。
Therefore, in Bibles, we can often see that the fire and light usually represent God's holiness.
摩西是神的仆人，他一生敬畏神。
You know, Moses is God's servant, faithful servant. So, throughout his life, he really follows God.
他跟神请求说，他要看见神的荣耀。
He has a prayer to God that he wants to see God's glory.
但是全然圣洁的神对摩西说，你不能见我的面。
But the total holy God told him that you cannot see my face.
因为人见我的面的话，就不能存活。
For no one sees me and live.
因为我们人都不圣洁。
Because none of us is holy.
但是怜悯摩西的神呢，还是把摩西藏在。从这个洞穴当中，
But the merciful God still hide Moses in the clefts in the rock.
等到神从他面前经过以后，让摩西从神的背面来看到神荣耀的光辉。
Only after God passed, then Moses can see His glory from His back.
所以光代表着不但代表着神的圣洁，也代表神的荣耀。
So not only light represents God's holiness and holiness, but also represents His glory.
因为在神里面，他是完全没有黑暗。
Because in God, there's no darkness.
摩西他只是在火烧的荆棘前面接受了神的呼召。
Moses accepted God's command in front of the burning bush.
他回到埃及要去拯救他的同胞以色列人。
He then went back to Israel to Egypt to save his people Israelites.
但是以色列的法老却不肯让以色列百姓离开，继续强迫他们在埃及做奴隶。
But the Egypt pharaohs would not let Israelites left Egypt.
妈给爸爸声音再开大一点，看哪里是。神就惩罚埃及，让埃及遍地乌黑的有三天的时间。
So God decided to punish Egypt by having total darkness covered all Egypt for 3 days.
在一片漆黑不见五指的情况下面呢，埃及人都不敢起来走动。
You know, throughout the darkness, when they cannot see anything, the Egyptians wouldn't dare to move out of anywhere.
他们也不敢离开他们所住的地方。
They wouldn't dare to leave where they lived.
但是神却让以色列人家中他们有灯光。
Yet all the Israelites have lights in the place where they lived.
所以黑暗代表了神的惩罚。
Therefore, darkness represents God's punishment.
光却代表了神的拯救。
But light represents God's salvation.
其实圣经在提到黑暗的时候呢，更多的时候是指到我们心灵里面的黑暗。
Actually, in the Bible, when it mentioned about darkness, it oftentimes mentioned about the darkness inside our heart.
当我们与创造我们的神隔绝的时候呢，我们都会以自我为中心。
When we are separated from God, we turn our back to Him. That we usually become self-centered.
我们任意妄为，随着喜好而行的时候呢，我们就好像走在黑暗中。
When we want to do whatever we want, it's like we're walking in the darkness.
当以色列人他背逆神，转离神的时候
，When Israelites turn their back toward God,
神就借着旧约的先知来宣告那个审判的信息。
God through His prophets in the Old Testament proclaimed the message of His judgment.
但是神也借着先知对在黑暗中的人呢宣告那个他的对拯救的这个盼望的应许。
But God also through the darkness, the people in the darkness has proclaimed His promise of salvation.
当耶稣出来传扬天国福音的时候
，When Jesus came out to spread gospel.
这个马太福音呢，他也说先知以赛亚的应验，先知以赛亚的预言呢，在这个时候已经应验。
In Matthew also mentioned that the prophet Isaiah also his prophets has already been fulfilled.
他说：“那坐在黑暗里的百姓怎么样？看见了什么？看见了大光。然后呢，坐在死荫之地的人怎么样？有什么？有光照着他。”
He said, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
刚才我们唱的诗歌也特别提到，耶和华是我的亮光。
Earlier in our songs, we also sang a song that Jesus is our light.
是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？
It's our salvation, who should I be feared?
耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁？
Jehovah is the protection of my life, who should I be afraid?
所以光不但是我们的拯救，
so not only light is our salvation,
也是我们在黑暗中的盼望，
it's also the hope in our darkness.
当然在神大能的带领之下，摩西带着百姓以色列人出了埃及。
Of course, through the God's guidance, His sovereignty guidance, that Moses has led the Israelites left Egypt.
但是他们在旷野没有地图，更没有 GPS.
But when they were drifting in the wilderness, they had no map and had no GPS.
他们要往哪个方向走呢？
How did they know where they were going?
神就在白天用云柱，晚上用火柱来带领他们前面的道路。
God used the pillar of cloud in the daytime and the pillar of fire at nighttime to lead them.
特别是火柱在黑暗的夜晚为他们赐下亮光。
Especially the pillar of a fire at the dark night give them the light, give them the direction and the light.
火柱也同时保护以色列人不受野兽的侵犯。
But also protect the Israelites not to be attacked by the animals.
当然，你说现在我们也没有云柱跟火柱来带领我们。
Of course, nowadays that we don't have a pillar of light and clouds to lead us.
但是神已经赐下他宝贵的话语，就是圣经。
But God already given us His precious words, which is Bible.
因为神的话成为了我们脚前的什么灯，路上的光。
Because God's words is really a lamp.To my feet and the light for my path.
如果我不知道我们人生的正确的方向跟目标的话，我们的生命就变得杂乱无章。
You know, if we don't know our life directions and the destinations, our life will become pretty disorganized.
我们都经常的想要依靠自己来规划我们的人生。
A lot of time we really just count on ourselves to plan our life.
最终却发现，只有神能指引我们正确的道路。
But at the end, we usually would discover that only God can guide our path.
2000多年前，也有天使在荣耀荣光中显，向旷野的牧羊人来显现。
You know, there were more than 2,000 years ago. There were also angels that really appeared to the shepherds in the wilderness.
向这些牧羊人宣告主耶稣的降生。
Proclaim to them that the birth of our Jesus Christ.
牧羊人立刻进到伯利恒城，果然看到马槽里的婴孩。
These shepherds went into the town of Bethlehem and then saw the baby in the manger.
他们就将他们所看见来向世人宣扬，主耶稣已经诞生了。
They then proclaimed the good news to the world that Jesus Christ has been born.
同样的，东方的博士们呢，也是在星光的引导下怎么样？带着贵重的礼物，千里迢迢的来朝拜孩童耶稣。
Of course, the Magi's from the east, through the guidance of the light, also bring a lot of precious gifts, came all the way to worship this Jesus Christ.
所以圣诞节是普世欢庆主耶稣降生的日子。
Therefore, Christmas is a universal day of celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus.
绝对不是圣诞老公公送礼物的日子。
Definitely, it's not the day that the Santa Claus give us gift.
我们也都是在圣灵的光照的引导下，才来到主耶稣的面前。
Also through the light, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can lead us to in front of the Lord.
今天我们也要借着约翰福音，将我们的眼目从闪烁的灯光转向世界的真光。
Today, we want to, through the book of John, we want to turn our focus from the twinkling lights from the world to the true lights of the world.
那我们一起来念今天的经文，用你自己方便的语言来念。
Let's use our native language to read this verse.
我是世界的光，众人就不说我是世界的光芒，跟着我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
大部分的圣经学者认为。耶稣的这个他是世界的光的这个宣告呢，是随着约翰福音第七章来的。
A lot of Bible commentators believe that what Jesus said to others is from the John's chapter 7.
因为在约翰福音第七章，耶稣说，在圣经说，节期的末日就是最大的日子。
Because in that chapter it says on the last and greatest day of the festivals.
耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink."
信我的人就如经上说的，要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
这里的节期，因为耶稣用水来做比喻。
Now here the festival, they were talking about God used water as a symbol.
所以很可能他在这里所讲的节期是祝棚节。
So this festival pretty much probably is talking about the festival of tabernacles.
祝棚节是以色列三大传统的节期之一。
You know, that festival is one of the three largest festivals in Israel's tradition.
是为了纪念以色列在旷野漂流他们住帐篷的日子。
It's for commemorating their ancestors when drifting in the wilderness, living in the tent.
在祝棚节的时候，以色列人有两个主要的仪式。
During the festival of tabernacles, there were two ceremonies.
第一个就是祭司会浇水。
First is the priest will pour water.
来纪念神使磐石出水。
To commemorating that God has made the stone come out, I mean water come out of the stone.
让以色列人跟牲畜都有水可以喝，可以在旷野存活。
So during their ancestors were drifting in the wilderness, they and their livestock had water to drink.
所以耶稣用水来形容圣灵所赐给我们新的生命。
Therefore, that God used the symbol of water to talk about the Holy Spirit who has given us life.
还有一个就是点灯的仪式。
Another ceremony is is for lighting the light.
以色列人会手拿着火炬，整夜唱歌跳舞来赞美神。
During that ceremony, the Israelites are holding the torch, dancing all night, singing praise to God.
因为神用火柱在旷野中引导和保护他们。
Because God at that time using the pillar of fire as a guidance and protection in the wilderness.
耶稣就是在耶路撒冷城。彻夜明亮的时候，来向众人宣告他是世界的光。
Now Jesus in the night, brightly lit city of Jerusalem, proclaimed to the world that he's the light of the world.
在诗篇三十六篇也说，在神是我们生命的源头。
Now in Psalm 36:9, it also says that God is the fountain of our life.
神赐下的光，让我们的人生有方向，有目标。
The light that God has given us has enabled us to have the direction and destination of our life.
约翰福音第一章也说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In John 1:4, it also said, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of man."
所以，其实光也经常代表神对我们人的启示。
Therefore, a lot of times, light also represents the revelation from God to us.
有一个天主教的机构呢，它就叫做光启社。
There's a Catholic media organization called the 光启 Program Service.
它就是天主教，它是一个天主教的一个大众传播的机构，就是借着电视节目来传扬福音。
This media organization through a lot of TV programs to preach gospel to the world.
当我们愿意用信心来接受神的启示。
When we're willing to accept God's revelations through our faith,
我们领受了神的救恩的时候，我们的生命就重新的与神联合。
When we accept Jesus Christ's salvation, our life is then connected with God.
神的光让我们的生命被更新，让我们的生命可以发光，活出神的荣耀。
God's light not only renew our life.But also allow our life to shine upon His lights to live out His glory.
约翰福音第一章九节，他继续说，耶稣是世界的真光。
Now continue in John 1:9, it says the true light the true light of Jesus.
这里的真当然包含了真实，它其实还更含有那个绝对和终极的意思。
Now here the true.Not only represent real, but also has the meaning of absolute and ultimate.
因为耶稣是完全的神，他却降世为人。
Because Jesus Christ is an absolute God, a complete God, but he descended to the world, become human.
他回到自己所创造的世界里面，成为了神最完满、最终极的启示。
He came to this world that he has created.To become the most complete and ultimate revelation for God.
这里说，这个那光是真光，照亮一切怎么样生在世上的人。
Here it says the true light that gives life to every man was coming into the world.
在这里的照亮，其实就把世界的人分成两种人。
Here the word that that shine, that give light, really represent the two kinds of people in this world.
如果我们接待耶稣，就是相信耶稣的话，神就赐我们特权。
Now, if we accept Christ and believe in Him, that He will give us the privilege.
让我们可以成为神的儿女。
To allow us to become the His children.
因为耶稣是世界的真光，照亮我们心中的幽暗，引导我们重新回到神的面前。
Because the light from Jesus Christ has really shined upon the darkness in our heart to guide us back to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，还有另一类人，他们就是不爱光，他们却爱黑暗。
Of course, there are another kind of people who do not like light; they like darkness.
在这边说，因为他们自己的行为是恶的，甚至与神为敌，抵挡神。
Here it says about not only their deeds were evil, but also they hate God; they really resist God.
他们的结果呢，就会被定为有罪。
Now the result of those people will be convicted.
大部分的犯罪，你们说是在白天还是晚上发生
？Now let me ask you, most of the sinful behavior in this world does it happen in the daylight or at night?
因为他们都不想在被那个他们的罪行都不想被光来揭露。
Because a lot of times those deeds were at night because they don't want to be exposed.
过去法国的电信局他们。曾经试图要把每个人的电话记录呢列在电话的账单里面。
In the past, the France telecommunication bureau has considered to list all the records of people's calling on papers.
你们认为法国人他们的反应是什么
？Well, how did you think that how French react to that?
我们都知道法国人他们追求浪漫。
We all know that French people are pretty romantic.
所以没有人喜欢他们的记录显示在电话账单上。
So nobody really liked their calling record to be revealed on the paper.
来暴露他们的婚外情。
To expose their love affair outside of marriage.
其实人喜欢黑暗的话，常常也经常出于自己的无知。
You know, a lot of time, human being likes darkness. Usually, it's because of their ignorance.
在我还没有接受耶稣的时候呢，也有很多人向我传福音。
You know, before I accepted Jesus Christ, there were a lot of people preach gospel to me.
我却认为自己凡事顺利。
You know, I think, you know, everything in my life goes went my way, went pretty good.
我又不做亏心的事，我不需要耶稣。
You know, I didn't do anything bad. Why do I need God, Jesus?
等到我知道我们的罪是按照神完全圣洁的标准之后。
Until I realized that our sins, according to God's complete and holy standard that we have sinned,
才知道罪不只是我们外面的行为。
Then I realize that sin doesn't just represent the deeds of outside of ourselves.
因为神也查看我们每个人里面的心思意念。
But also represent God, that God really looks through us and see our thoughts and our intention deep down.
我想请问大家，谁从来不自私的？从来不自私的。
Now let me ask you guys a question. Now who can say that he's not or she's not selfish?
谁是从出生到现在从来不嫉妒别人的？
Now who can say that who have never been jealous to others?
谁是从来不贪心的？
Who can say that who's not greedy?
啊，你们都跟我一样。
So you're all like me.
在上个星期，我们看到那个超级乐透。
Now last week we saw the Powerball, the result of Powerball.
其实大家说中奖的机会比当美国总统还低。
A lot of times people says, well.You know that the chance that for you to get the to win the lottery for the Powerball is much much lower than the chance to become a U.S. president.
可是我们看到大家还是疯狂的在抢购。
But we still see a lot of people just you know go shopping, go buy the lottery like crazy.
其实这些都是用利用人的贪心。
Actually, this is using the theory of people's greed.
可是当我们被真光照亮的时候呢，我们就看到自己的罪。
But when we're shined by God's light, we can see our own sin.
如果你在过去还没有机会接受耶稣，但是神的话今天感动了你。
Now, in the past, if you haven't had a chance to accept Jesus Christ, and today God's words has touched your heart.
你愿意接受这个世界的真光，成为你生命的救主的话。
If you're willing to accept this world's true light to become your savior.
这里的聚会结束之后，我请你留下来，我可以为你来祷告。
At the end of our worship, please stay and we will pray for you.
如果耶稣是世界的真光，
If Jesus is the world's true light,
我们要如何的来跟随他，得到这个生命的光呢？
How should we follow follow him to get the light of life.
最近有一位弟兄向我分享。
Lately, there's a brother who shared something with me.
他看到过去一位跟他有过冲突跟摩擦的弟兄，他的生命不断的在改变当中。
He saw another brother who had a conflict with him before. That brother's life has been changing and growing.
对方的改变让他非常的感动。
That person's change has really deeply touched him.
因着对方生命的改变，也让他自己经历了圣灵的带领，让他看到自己的罪。
So the other person's change has shown him that how he has to change and also show his sin.
主耶稣也说，我们这些跟随耶稣的人呢，应该是世界的光。
Jesus also said, all of us who follow him should be the light of the world.
就好像人点灯是要照亮这个周围的人。
Just like when we light lights to shine upon the people around us.
当别人看到我们的好行为的时候，就把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
When people see our good deeds, it helps for them to give the glory to our heavenly Father.
虽然我们不是基督，我们不能照亮整个世界。
Even though we ourselves is not Jesus Christ, we cannot shine upon the world.
但即使我们只是一根小小的蜡烛，我们同样可以照亮我们周围的人。
But even though we light ourselves up like a little candle, we can still shine upon the people around us.
有人问耶稣说：“夫子，律法的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”
Some people ask Jesus that, you know, what is the greatest commandment in the law?
耶稣的回答很简单，他就说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
Now Jesus' reply is pretty simple. He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大。
This is the first and the greatest commandment.
其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself.
这里告诉我们，我们必须先爱神，我们才有可能去爱人。
Here it really tells us that we have to love God first before we can love other people.
你是否还记得你们夫妻在交往的时候？
Do you guys still remember when you were dating your spouse?
当你们爱到不能分开的时候，你们就必须进入婚姻了。
When two of us really love each other to the point that you could not be separated, then you start talking about marriage, right?
所以我们爱神的时候，我们自然会想要去亲近神。
So when we love God, of course we really want to be close to Him.
而且当我们爱神的时候，我们就会渴慕神的话。
Especially when we love God, we really yearn for His words.
因为只有当我们更深的来认识神，我们才会更爱神。
It's only after we really get to know God's word that we can love Him more.
所以鼓励大家在这里聚会结束之后呢，留下来参加我们新生命学院的学习。
Now I really encourage all of you to stay after the worship to join our Sunday school, the New Life Institute.
在你们孩子上学的学习当中呢，我们每个星期一也有那个华人基督徒的查经团契。
In our regular the children's school semesters, that usually on Monday we also have the Chinese Christian Fellowship Bible study.
我们的姐妹班是在早上的十点到中午。
Our sister class is in the morning, from 10 to 12.
晚上我们有弟兄姐妹的合班，是从七点到九点。
At night, we have the same class that's combined with a man and woman from 7 to 9.
就在隔壁的教室。
So right in the room next door.
只有当我们愿意不断地来学习神的话语，我们的生命才可以不断地被神来更新。
Only when we're willing to continue learning God's words, our life can be continued renewed by God.
我们在中间也有小组的聚会。
Now during the week, we also have small group gathering.
让我们可以彼此的扶持，一同成长。
To let us really support each other and grow together.
在我们教会当中还有一个很特别的地方，就是我们是中英文的联合敬拜。
Also, there's another unique point in our church is we have the Chinese-English joint worship.
我们有弟兄姐妹在服侍英语事工，就像我旁边这位为我们做翻译的姐妹。
We have sisters and brothers who really are serving our English ministry, just like me. Welcome to join our ministry.
那感谢神也为我们预备了一位英语施工的主任。
Praise the Lord that God has also prepared an English ministry director.
我们现在请我们的英语的施工的主任 Ted Cox come to front.
We're asking Ms. Ted to come up front.
How is my first name?
He's
you hear me okay without the microphone? Okay.
Because yeah. I. 你们可以听得他讲的话，没有经过麦克风吗？听得到吗？
So, Pastor Chu asked me to come and just say a few words about the English ministry.
那祝牧师要希望我上来就讲几句话，是关于我们这个亮光的这个ministry.
So you wouldn't be questioning who is this English guy and where are they taking my kids?
所以你们呢就不会说，哎，这个人这个美国人是谁呀？他把我孩子带到哪里去啊？
So as Pastor Chu talked a little bit about today, the name for our ministry is in fact the Light Ministry.
那今天祝牧师讲到说，我们这个英语事工，事实上我们就叫它亮光事工。真光。哦，真光事工。 Thank you so much. Very much better translation. Uh-huh.
And so what we wanted to have is we wanted to have a very clear identity in the community so that they would be attracted to our community so that we can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to them.
我们之所以取这个名字呢，是希望在我们这个社区当中做一个很亮的这个灯塔哈，亮光，能吸引周围的人来到我们这里。
So for these first couple of weeks, we've been just getting to know each other. We've been working out our schedule.
所以我们头几个礼拜呢，就是大家互相认得，然后把我们的那个
schedule，把我们的那些时间表把它配合起来。
And Faith Bible, their student ministry has allowed us to use their student ministry area so that we can begin to develop our scheduling of worship and fellowship time.
那我们的这个支持我们的这个主堂就是那个 Faith Bible Church呢，他们也很好，让我们可以用他们那个年轻人，就是青少年事工的那个 地方，可以让我们来让孩子来聚会。
So right now we have at the same time you're here in worship. We're having our worship session downstairs, 1:30 to about 2:30.
所以在我们这边聚会的同时呢，孩子们也在那边哈，有他们自己的聚会，差不多是1:30到2:30左右。
And then we have this food fellowship where we gather in the kitchen. So far, we've made cupcakes and smoothies and I'll stop.
所以说，在我们聚完会以后，我们甚至还有这种说食物的这种大家互相沟通哈。
Because some of the best conversations happen around food or happen in the kitchen or happen at the breakfast table. So we have very good conversation around there.
按照我们的经验就是说，很多时候一些很重要的话题呢，会在这个食物啊、大家交通当中，在厨房啊、在早餐的时候会突然出来，对不对
？And then we usually go to the room right beside my office where we have conversation from the message about what's going on in our lives, praying for one another. So, sorry, I go too long.
然后我们就从那边呢，吃完东西以后，就会到我的办公室来。我们有时候会谈一谈，哎，你们现在生活怎么样啊？经历什么事情啊？有什么困难啊？
So sorry for some of the parents who've come to collect their children that we've run long. So sorry for that, but we've had some very good conversations about how the Bible affects our life and how our life are affected by what's in the Scripture.
所以我们要很谢谢有些家长本来下来找他们的孩子哦，就找不到，因为我们那时候可能就还没有结束，不是找不到，就是说，比如说我们的会还没有结束，因为我们刚好在一个很重要的话题讲到说，神的话语怎么影响他们，他们的生活也怎么受那个读经的影响。So
our name is taken from 1 John 1:7。实际上，我们这个真光的这个事工呢，就是来自于这个约翰一书的第一章第七节。 But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, that is, with God. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行,如同神在光明中,就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So it's really from this position, in our position in Jesus Christ, that we can go into the world and spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
就是来自于我们在这个位置哈,
就说在这圣经的位置，就这经节所讲的位置，而且我们是来自于在神里面，我们才有这个能力去到这个社区里面去传扬神的福音。
So our central mission is really this: to love God and love people. And you just heard the scripture from Matthew 22:36-40.
Okay, 所以我们在这个事工的中心的这个思想呢，这个目标呢，就是说我们要爱神，也要爱人。
So since you've heard the scripture reading, this is how we're practically doing this.
他刚才讲到还有其他的经节，在生命记啊，在利未记讲到的东西。那基于这个经节呢，我们就来知道怎么去应用在这个我们生活里去传扬神的福音里面。
So the core of everything we're going to do in the ministry is biblical teaching. We'll go from the Bible and our understanding of the Bible out to doing everything that we'll be doing.
所以我们这个事工的中心思想真的就是来自于就说圣经上的教导哈，一切都是来自于圣经上的教导，圣经的话语从那里面活出来的，怎么样到社区里面去做传扬神的事工。
The second thing that we're attempting to build is a very comfortable environment, a comfortable worship environment, like I said, the mentioning of the food fellowship, and then a very good discussion after our worship session.
那第二个就是说，我们的所要想要创造的环境给这些孩子们，就是一个让他们觉得很自在、很舒服、被接受的环境。
The intent again is to be very invitational, so that once someone hears the truth and they have questions about it, they can have those questions fully answered. So that if there are stumbling blocks, they can have those taken down, so that they can accept Jesus.
所以说呢，我们就是希望呢，创造这样一个能够完全的接受、安全、很自在、舒服的环境呢，来作为一个吸引力，把其他的孩子都吸引过来，把然后我们自己的孩子跟外面的孩子呢，也可以觉得说，我们要是有经历什么困难啦、啊，有什么跌倒的地方，或什么不懂的地方，他们觉得很自在，可以来问这个问题。
And then the next thing is to be a complete judgment and gossip-free zone.The world wants to tear us down every other day of the week, and we want to build an environment that builds up and edifies one another.
那第三个目标，我们希望是能够达成，就是说那个是要创造一个，就是说没有任何这种没有任何
talking about
没有任何判断，没有任何这种讲是非的一个环境。因为我们就希望这些孩子来到这里，不管问什么讲什么，他们都是觉得很被安全、被保密的。
Yeah, and again, the last thing is to build one another up so that when we have new people coming into our midst, we don't look like the world. We look like Jesus.
那最后一个就是说，我们希望能够我们彼此建造、彼此扶持哈。有新的人进来，我们不但是让他们觉得很安全，而且我们要跟世界不一样。就是我们这里不但是没有评判、没有是非评论，而且我们要帮你建造起来，所以我们互相扶持。
So right now we are primarily students. It's a student ministry.
现在我们的事工里面主要的成员都是学生们。
Our prayer is as we go into next year that we will develop programs so that we worship to or cater to college, young professionals, and anyone else who's English speaking primarily.
那我们现在事工是说是孩子们，可是我们希望到明年的时候，我们能够把这个事工能扩展到能对外面邀请那些讲英语的学生们，还有甚至年轻的工作者的这些人来到我们当中。
So, what I've been praying about as I'm coming into the ministry, and I would like to ask you to join me, is that we are able to reach and bring into our ministry by the end of next year 100 people.
那我们的目标是这样子，我们在进行祷告以后，我们的目标是说，希望今天你们大家的去邀请哈，我们将来我们会有一个人邀请一百人，是不是？你说完一百人，我投了100,000，希望将来能够邀请100人，然后到明年年底的时候，有100人来加入。
So really, it's to come and to say hello, to make a quick introduction.And then again, to continue to pray for us as we get to know Jesus better, and then go out into the world and make Him known.
So, 我今天来这边上面的目的很简单，就是不再让你们认得我， 介绍这个事工，而且是希望让你们帮我祷，帮我们祷告，希望我们的那个事工能够扩展，达到那个目的。
So now, Shishe.
Ted 在明年也会加入我们的讲台信息的，跟我们一起来传讲神的话。
So Ted tomorrow, next year will also join our preaching group to preach gospel.
在这边还有一个特别报告事项，因为我们这个事工也是属于西区教会的事工之一。
We also want to add another addition that this ministry is also part of the ministry of West Houston Chinese Church.
如果你是在四月以前已经是西区教会的会友的话，我请你聚会完了以后，我在这个前面，我这边有我们这个礼拜天要投票，为了明年的预算，还有这个李嘉德牧师要成为我们英文堂的牧师，请那个。已经是过去曾经是西区教会的会友，请你留下来拿这个跟志明弟兄拿选票。
Okay, so any of you who are the members of the West Houston Chinese Church, please come to the front to get the membership vote later. And so we can vote for a couple of things. One is the budget for next year, and also to elect Pastor Lee to be our one of our pastor in the year.
包括中文跟英文的都来拿掉。
Please do come here to get your membership vote, whether you use English or Chinese.
除了我们遵行刚刚主耶稣讲的大诫命以外，就是爱神跟爱人，我们也要遵行主耶稣的大使命，就是要去传扬福音。
Not only we want to follow God's great command to love Him and love people, but also we want to follow His great commission to preach gospel to others.
因为圣经告诉我们，庄稼熟了，可是做工的人少。
So the Bible told us, the Bible told us that
所以我如果大家我们希望我们在明年也可以有去亚洲的短缺，如果你有负担的话可以跟我联络。
So the crop is ready to be harvested, but the people who receive the harvest is not enough. And also that includes next year we have a short mission trip to Taiwan, is it?
Asia.
To Asia, okay.
有多少人看过这张照片？
How many people have seen this picture? In a few days ago.
所以有大部分人没有看过。
So most of you haven't seen this picture yet, huh?
这张照片是里面是一个警察。
This picture really showed a police in the New York.
当他看到一个无家可归的人在寒冷的冬天没有鞋子穿的时候。
When he saw homeless people outside of a store without a shoes on.
他就去附近的店买了一个最贵的靴子。
He went to the shoe store next door and bought a pair of the most expensive boots.
因为他的祖父告诉他说，如果你要帮助人的话，你就要用最好的去帮助别人。
Because his grandfather told him before that if you want to help others, you want to use the best to help others.
而且他亲自跪下来帮这个人穿，帮他穿上这个靴子。
He also kneeled down to help this homeless person to put on his boots.
刚好有一个外州的人经过，把这个照片拍下来。
Also, there was a tourist person passing by and saw this picture and took a photo.
然后他就把这个照片送到警察局。
Then he passed it to the NYPD.
然后这个照片就在网站上被流传。
So they suddenly became a sensational inspiration on the internet.
我非常谢谢在过去两周有弟兄姐妹他们爱心的奉献去帮助那个 Hurricane Sandy 的这些灾区的人。
I'm really grateful for all the loves from our brothers and sisters that who has donated to help the Sandy's Hurricane Relief in the past couple of weeks.
在过去，我们教会的传统，都是会选一个慈善的机构，我们来捐助他们，做爱心的奉献。
Okay, usually in the in our church's tradition, following the WHCC's tradition, is we will choose an organization to donate.
今年我们奉献的对象呢是希望之星。
This year, our donation is the start of hope.
好，我们来看一下这个简短的一个影片。
Let's come to take a look of this.
让我们对他们有更多的认识。
So we can get to know them.
You've heard about Star of Hope. They work with those homeless guys.
You mean Star of Hope doesn't just work with men?
他们是帮助所有无家可归的人。
Most people think Star of Hope serves only homeless men, but we do so much more.
在希望之星，他们
every day nearly 1,000 homeless men, women, and children come to the Star of Hope in need of help.
每天都有超过一千人来到他们的协助。
Through recovery programs and services designed to restore their personal, emotional, and spiritual health.
他们也帮助人去找到合适他们的工作。
So they get on track, living productive, self-sufficient lives. Star of Hope offers a way out of the emptiness that homelessness creates and freedom from the loss of hope.That comes from having no resources or sense that anyone cares. Individuals and families quickly find that better days await them. We're a haven for hurting women and children and a safety net to protect them from outside dangers and feeling helpless. Star of Hope is a place where people find rest, gain strength, and begin the process of recovery, and where God is at work renewing their hearts and minds.Christian family counseling is a regular part of our programs, and chapel services are fundamental to the ministry at Star of Hope. A sound body and mind are important. Becoming healthy through regular checkups, eye and dental exams is a priority. Caring for our children's needs is the joy of our children's ministry.Specialized courses help to sharpen skills and inspire our clients to achieve their dreams. Through Bible studies, we teach clients about the Creator and help them discover how valuable they are to God. Building confidence in an ever-changing employment world is essential to regaining an independent lifestyle. And the Stars for Tomorrow Teen Center is a safe place for our teenagers to play, develop, and study. So, the journey to self-sufficiency begins at Star of Hope and is complete when home is reestablished and families are secure. Now, tomorrow has a fresh new look as our clients celebrate the victory of all they've achieved and look forward to their future.For over 100 years, Star of Hope has reached out to the least in our society and offered them hope for a brighter future. The future is looking brighter than ever because we are expanding our efforts to reach more and more people through greater community involvement and satellite centers that can provide help in other neighborhoods where there is need. And with your help, Star of Hope can do all this and so much more.
好，所以希望施工他们目标就是要带给那些没有盼望在黑暗中的人，带给他们借神的话语带给他们盼望。
Okay, the Star of Hope really their main purpose is to really give people who are hopeless and new hopes.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱天父，我们感谢你。
Our dearly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你赐下你的爱子耶稣，成为世界的真光。
Thank you for giving us your beloved Son to become the world's true light.
我们恳求神，你也帮助我。
We also ask you to help us.
能够效法你自己的爱子耶稣。
To really follow your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
用怜悯的心肠来周济我们周围有需要的。
With merciful heart to help the people around us who are needy.
让我们能够成为社区的灯。
Let us be the light of this community.
照亮那黑暗中的人。
Shine upon the people who are in the dark corners.
也预备我们的心来领受圣餐。
Please prepare our heart to also to receive the communion.
我们这样子的感恩祈求侍奉主耶稣基督你得胜的名。
We pray with such a grateful heart, use with your name.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我们一起站立。
Dear brother and sister, please stand up. Thank you.
我们以这首主你爱的光辉来回应祝牧师今天的真光的讲道。
Now that we use the song Shine Jesus Shine to really respond to the today's sermon. Today is our first Monday of the month, and it's our communion Sunday.